How to create a recovery ministry that is compassionate, safe, and sustainable. A compassionate recovery ministry begins with love. A safe recovery ministry adds wisdom. A sustainable recovery ministry builds structure that can last. If a church wants to create a recovery ministry, it should begin with prayer and leadership alignment. The pastor, elders, deacons, ministry leaders, and chaplaincy team should understand the purpose. This ministry is not trying to replace treatment, counseling, sponsors, or recovery groups. It is offering Christ-centered spiritual care, community, prayer, discipleship, encouragement, and wise connection. The first step is to define the ministry. Who is being served? People in addiction recovery? Families impacted by addiction? Those returning from jail or treatment? Members of the church? Community guests? A clear focus helps the church prepare wisely. The second step is to define roles. Who leads the ministry? Who serves as chaplain? Who facilitates groups? Who handles benevolence? Who responds to crisis? Who maintains referral lists? Who supervises volunteers? Who communicates with church leaders? Without role clarity, compassion can become confusion. The third step is to build safety policies. These should include confidentiality with limits, child and vulnerable adult protection, transportation guidelines, money boundaries, meeting location guidelines, communication expectations, crisis escalation, and referral pathways. Policies should be simple enough for volunteers to understand and strong enough to protect people. The fourth step is to train volunteers. Volunteers should understand addiction as a whole person struggle. They should learn how to listen without shaming, pray by permission, share scripture wisely, avoid giving clinical advice, respect sponsor relationships, recognize crisis signals, and refer when needs exceed their role. The fifth step is to build partnerships. Churches should know local recovery groups, counselors, treatment programs, crisis resources, shelters, food ministries, reentry supports, and community agencies. A church does not need to do everything. It needs to know how to connect people wisely. The sixth step is to create rhythms. Recovery ministry needs regular meetings, prayer, debriefing, supervision, volunteer care, and evaluation. Without rhythms, the ministry may depend on one exhausted leader. The seventh step is to keep Christ at the center. People need more than sobriety support. They need grace, truth, forgiveness, repentance, new identity, spiritual formation, worship, and belonging in the body of Christ. A recovery ministry becomes sustainable when it is not built on one hero, one crisis, or one emotional moment. It becomes sustainable when the church grows into a prepared, humble, accountable community of hope.